Come on in.
It's Leigh. I'm the first public affairs director.
You what?
I was the first public affairs director.
Well, come on in, Leigh.
The first public affairs director at KFJC.
Oh, don't close that.
No, hold on. She's coming around.
Yeah, so drop on by.
Yeah.
Yeah, just drop on by, just like partying at somebody's house. And come on by, and I'd love to meet you. And we can talk about KFJC and show you around.
All right.
And here she comes back.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. All right. There you go.
All right. The first public affairs director at KFJC.
So it was 1982. I came to America with a British accent, and people said to me, go do radio. So I come to KFJC, and I start off with a music show, actually, called the Leigh Angel Show, which was like a new wave punk rock British show. And we had this very famous rap group called the Specials come to play at Stanford. And at that time at KFJC, we got free tickets to just about any good show, seriously. And so I go to see the Specials at Stanford with a couple of other KFJC people, and I just feel like I'm going to talk to them at the end of the show and see if they'll come to the station. And guess what? They said yes. So they come to the station, and they get interviewed by two or three people, including me briefly. And literally, it changed my radio career because I went from music to talk and took talk very seriously and did like 3 years of like two or three talk shows per week at KFJC, and then got the card and everything, the title of public affairs director. And then at the time in San Jose, there was a very famous rock radio station called KOME. All right. And they had a talk show that had been on the air for 12 years called The Expressway Show. And at the time, the FCC mandated rock radio stations to do 10 hours of public affairs per week to maintain their license. Hence, we had power when we did talk radio. So the host of the KOME talk show on the 12th year was going away for some reason, and the show became available. And a lot of us in the Bay Area, different radio stations, competed for this Expressway show. And my background, I already had my broadcaster's license from KFJC, and my background at KFJC got me the show. And it was like the most important, fabulous time of my life. And we're talking about 85, 86. That is a long time ago. But, you know, when something like that happens, it's like forever, right? So I go on the air Saturday night, midnight at 2 a.m., and this show had been on the air for 12 years, so it had a lot of power. And KOME had a lot of power, okay? And one day, I'd been doing the show for just about a year, the FCC changed the rules. And they said, radio stations, you no longer have to do talk radio to maintain your license. So we didn't realize this, but there were financial issues at KOME at the time. And they thought, well, if we took this time slot, midnight to 2 a.m., Saturday night, and turned it into a music time slot, we'll get more money from commercials, okay? And we all understood that. And I said, well, okay, what are you going to do with this show that's been on the air for so long? They said, well, we're going to put it on the air 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Sunday morning. I said, excuse me, no rockers are up at 6 a.m. Sunday morning. No hosts, no major guests are going to come on the show at 6 a.m. Sunday morning, just aren't. So I said, I'll pass on that experience. And the show lasted 8 weeks and was totally left the station, so to speak.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's kind of an interesting situation. I've come back to do fill-ins for Spliff. I just did one a couple of weeks ago and co-host with him and other people here. And I really would like another talk show. I really would. And I'm not giving up. So I'm just sharing that story with you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That was a very captivating story.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it
and
so
it,
much.
It's a pleasure that you dropped by.
I loved it.
And thank you. KFJC's very first public affairs director.
Thank you, Leigh. At the time, Leigh Raim, now Leigh Lubin. Mm-hmm. You know how life is. Mm-hmm. You change last names. Yeah. You guys don't, though, do you?
No.
No.
No. They make women do that for some reason. Anyway, 65 years on the air, KFJC. Isn't that amazing, you guys? Seriously.
It's a milestone.
It is a milestone, considering what's going on with radio, if you think about it, you know. So we are very fortunate to be that strong still on the air.
Yes, there's very few bright spots out there, and KFJC is one of them.
Right, right. And the reputation is still very high.
Yes, indeed.
So what's your favorite type of music?
Well, you know, I actually love all kinds of music. I love psychedelic music.
Yes.
I love punk, ska, surf.
Yes. Yes.
You know, the great thing about KFJC, if you come to KFJC and you join the class, you will get an education in music.
Right.
And that's the one big takeaway that you will get by hanging out at KFJC.
Right. And most radio stations are much more limited because of the commercial aspect of things, okay? Mm-hmm. They've got to stick to this format, but we don't at KFJC. So the actual itinerary is huge, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So we are very lucky like that. So if you're listening out there and you're wondering if we'd accept your music, chances are we would.
I was about to say, we have to talk to our music director who's out in the lobby about that, but generally so.
You mean you think there's a couple of things he wouldn't agree to?
Well, we're not going to take Taylor Swift's latest album.
Okay, all right.
Well,
nobody's complaining about that.
Well, we play every genre under the sun, and a few that aren't.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Yeah, I mean, just because we're talking, where do you think music's going in the future?
Circumference?
I'm gonna turn this on back on.
Yeah. Actually, to be quite honest, I don't know. I consider myself a broadcaster, not a musicologist. I just love the assemblage of all the music. So, music here on KFJC, I mean, it goes every which way.
Right.
Where it's going in the general pop culture, that's, you know, it's hard to tell at times, you know. But what's the next new thing?
Right. But it's interesting to talk about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think music reflects society, or do you think it's separate from society?
Well, I think maybe it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
I'm just guessing here. Yeah, a little bit of both.
I think the more liberal we stay, the more helpful in general, because people can still be accepted.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where the world's going, in the direction of just, we're all supposed to start accepting each other.
And if you think you're a misfit, come and join KFJC.
Yes. But the truth is, you still got to bring some talent on board.
Yeah.
That's the truth. You don't think so?
I mean, if the talent, everybody has a talent.
Right. Right.
You just got to find it.
Right. I like that.
So you come and do the class, you find out what the sort of things you can do here at KFJC are, and maybe being behind a microphone is not your thing. But there's other things here. There's, you know, I mean, acquiring music, going out and getting stuff for the station.
And
there's
engineering too, right.
Production, all that sort of thing.
Has anybody got the job of cleaning the place? Or?
You know, no, people do. People
yes,
do.
I know.
Yeah. Well, Ross Bobo was just vacuuming the floor in here.
Super, super. The station looks great. Does everybody agree?
We agree. Okay. Don't you love what we've done with the place?
I mean, yes. And if you think about it, in the 80s, it sort of looked like this too. You know, the changes.
But it was half the size.
Yes, half the size and less stuff.
Yes.
And the new carpets make a huge difference.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, much, much posher. So what are you guys up to?
Well, he's got 12 more minutes beforehand. It hands it over to me, so.
That's right, yeah.
And then 3 hours of people like you coming through.
Right, Is that what you're going to focus on?
Well, you know, if people come in and want to talk, they can talk.
Right.
If not, I'll just spin some songs.
Right.
And I'm going to focus on hanging out in the lobby.
Right. Are we serving pizza? The big question of the day.
We're serving other things.
Other things.
Because I think listener appreciation party, we did pizza.
How about milk jello?
What's that?
Well, it was one of our spots, Milk yeah. Jello.
Oh, okay.
One
okay.
of our
Max Level and Jersey Girl talking about all sorts right. of random things.
Right, right.
So, and that's the fun thing about our fundraiser. That's what we do. We do silly spots.
Right, right. Yeah, there really isn't another radio station in the whole Bay Area that's equivalent or similar to KFJC.
Well, all the good stations are on the left hand of the dial.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah. I wonder if anyone else has thought that before. Have you thought about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Because I've been at other
radio stations.
Stations on the left hand of the dial.
Right. Well, I think radio is here to stay. I really do. Even though we've got all the technology that's taken over, in the long run, I can make you put your phone down just by talking to you.
Well, radio has been amplified yes. by the internet. You know, we're now in places where we That's never true. Thought we would be. It's changed everything.
Right.
And because we don't have advertisers to appease, which, you know, the commercial stations are having trouble with
yes.
more and more,
That's
which
right.
is
That's right.
which is why
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, you know, there's the headless chicken screaming in commercial radio right now of the world's coming to an end, but it's
what?
Not.
Where? Who?
No. I mean for them. I mean, it's like, you know, because they're not getting the listeners that they used to because of the internet.
Yes.
But, you know, we're happy. We're fine. We've right. got our core group.
That's
we've
right.
got new people that come along That's right. and find us, right. and we're not worried. We make enough to get through every year.
Right. Right.
We don't cost a lot, which is nice.
And we are supported by Foothill College to a certain extent, I'm sure.
You know, basically, we get the building.
Right.
And like the internet. But I think we pay a lot of other things. We pay, you know, we definitely paid power and
This is good for you to share yeah. this with everybody yeah. out there so people understand
so, I mean, you know,
when we ask for money, why.
Unlike some other college stations, which are a drain on the college, they don't have to pay a lot for us.
I love it.
Which is nice. So we're fairly self-sufficient.
Wow.
And that's all because of listeners like you guys out there
right.
Listening to us right now.
And listeners like Anthony from San Jose, who just made a donation.
Thank Super. You, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony, very much. I think we've had a lot of donations, have we not?
We're
doing
have.
Good.
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it is an interesting philosophy of what radio really stands for. And it is a level of communication that isn't based on technology that we still need,
yeah.
which is, i.e., you're listening to someone's voice. And you can be alone, you can be outside, you can be in your car driving, you don't have to be in a specific place looking at the telly, right?
Right.
And that's the level of true radio, which I think is extremely powerful.
Yeah.
And becoming rarer and rarer all the time. So, but there are some bright spots out there,
right.
like KFJC,
right.
and the left hand of the dial.
Yes.
And then there's the internet too, so
right.
you can listen to radio right. all over the world.
Right.
Well, Circumference, I think I should get out of here pretty
yeah.
soon. So you can get ready for your show. And thank you very much for
yeah.
this impromptu.
Leia.
Thank you, Leia. You know, Leia, I heard you on the Norman Bates Memorial Soundtrack Show.
Aww.
So I recognize your accent,
thank
too.
You. And I've been on your show before.
Yes. yes. Yeah. Well, definitely 5 years ago.
We yes, that's right. Thing. And time has come. You know that, don't you? I have to come again.
Yeah.
I'd love to come again. Keep listening to the radio is my advice to everybody out there.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Leia.
Thank you, dears. Thank
you, everybody. Thank you, Circumference.
Thank you, Dan.
And I'm going to leave you with Yola Tango, and this is Sun Squashed. Enjoy your Sunday.